We are live at the Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Jim Leonard is in the house, and we are thrilled now to be joined on air by the Browns' leading rusher, rookie running back, third-round pick, Terrence West is with us. What's up, T. West? I'm good, man. How are you doing today? Good. So obviously, Cincinnati happened, wasn't what you guys wanted. How eager are you to get back to work tomorrow, get on to Carolina, and kind of just get that taste out of your mouth?
I can't wait to the game on Sunday. I hate losing, but I mean, it's hard to get wins in the NFL, and it was a tough loss, but I'm quite sure we'll bounce back.
Terrence, how excited were you when you became, or I would say this, were your expectations to be as an active part and get as many rushes and as much experience in your rookie season?
Yes. I cool. came in mindset of playing immediately.
That's great. I mean, and again, that's something that I yearn for as a rookie. In the National Football League, I didn't get as much experience as I did, but it drove me for more. And I think for you, just as we talked about the carrot that was dangled in front of the fans and your guys' face in regards to the playoffs, this little inkling of playing time that you've got and what you've done in that time has got to make you hungry to be the guy going into next football season.
Yes, I mean, I'm glad I played this year, because next year is just make it easier. I mean, now I'm good with the playbook, pass protection. So next year I don't have a hesitation. Next year I can just go straight to it and just be relieved.
What's it been like working with Wilbert Montgomery, a guy who's had a lot of success, coached a lot of the great running backs in this league, for especially now that the running back room is young, you and Isaiah Crowell, Glenn Winston, Sean Drone. What's it been like to work with Wilbert Montgomery?
Wilbert's a great guy, man, great coach. He's not just a coach, somebody you can just play around with, joke with, and just talk about regular conversations with. And like you said, he coached some of the best running backs that ever played the game, like Marshall Faulk. And Atlanta running back
Steve Jackson.
Yep.
What has been the biggest kind of key to your success in the NFL? Taking what you were able to do in college, where you were dominant and rewrote the record books, coming to the NFL, what's kind of been the biggest change you've had to make in your game?
Learning pass protection. This is way different from college pass protection and the schemes and stuff like that, the rotations and stuff like that. In college, you just had to look at one side and key on that one side. Now you just got to look at the whole field as far as linebackers and safeties.
How's your relationship with Isaiah Crowell? Two rookie running backs competing, but it seems like you guys get along pretty well.
That's my boy. We hang out. That's my guy.
Good. I like
that. How exciting has it been? And again, I don't know what were your pre-draft aspirations of where you wanted to play? And then talk about just being a Cleveland Brown, getting that phone call, coming here to Cleveland with such a storied history. And also, as we talked about, you know, being part of the rebuilding process with such a young football team.
See me, I wanted to go anywhere. I didn't care where I went.
Opportunity, right?
I just wanted the opportunity. And I like going to programs where you get to build. Like, throughout my whole career, throughout Pop Warner, high school, college, I went to Tufts University. Went there, they was about, 1-11? I like going to stuff like that because you get some motivation, the hunger, to try to make a change or something. And that's what we got here.
We had a caller who said that this team is going to go out in the last two games and just kind of go out there and collect a paycheck in the final two games of the season. And I know I'm not a player, but I said I thought it was ridiculous, so I'll allow you, a player on the Cleveland Browns, to answer that.
That's not true. We got guys in there that love the game. There's a lot of guys in there that make a lot of money. They don't care. I know them for a fact. They don't care about the money. They just want to win. Guys will give up their paycheck just to get some wins. I'm quite sure of that.
What is it like to be a part of the rookie class that was drafted alongside of the phenomenon of Johnny Manziel and the expectation that has come with it? And I think it's something that, you know, your name and his name will be linked to for many years to come because you were part of a draft class. Yeah. And I think also, too, you could talk about your friendship with Johnny, you know, pre him being the starting quarterback, and just the amount of time and effort that Johnny puts into the football game to become a pro and when his number was called to be able to step up.
Man, Johnny, that's my guy on and off the field, man. That's my road dog. And I'm behind him 100%. I know what he can do. I mean, from that last game, it wasn't all his fault. It was all team fault. We took it as a loss as a team. And I'm quite sure Johnny's going to bounce back from it. I'm quite sure he's going to lead us to where we want to be. And I got faith in him.
You guys go through. What did Coach Pett say to you guys after that game against Cincinnati on Monday? Like, hey, let's look at this. This was not our best effort. Let's learn from this. And then is it just kind of let's wipe our hands of it and get ready to get back on the winning track?
Yeah, like Coach said, just flush this game down the toilet. Down the drain, because if we keep thinking about this game, it's going to lead on to the next game, then the game after that. And you don't want that. You just want to get rid of the bad seeds of the game.
Final two games on the road, first Carolina, and then your homecoming. I'm sure it was the game that you circled on the calendar as soon as you got the schedule. Final game of your rookie season in Baltimore. How much are you looking forward to that game? What's it going to be like? How many people are going, and what are your expectations?
I mean, I take a game at a time. We got North Carolina coming up, so
that's right.
I mean, after that game, then I'll focus on that. But it's going to be fun going back home, seeing my friends come see me play. But I will tweet after that game. I mean, after the North Carolina game, I'm not giving out a whole bunch of tickets. I'm telling you that now. I'm going to get phone calls from a lot of people. Tickets. Tickets not free. They think it's college. You just show up to the university with your ID and get in. It's not like that no more.
Terrence, I know the season's not over, but what is the one thing through your time this year as a rookie that you know going into next football season, if you want to be the guy, leading in the backfield, what do you have to work on personally as a part of your game to be that guy next football season?
I think I left some yards out there on the field this year because of my track of the zone scheme and stuff like that. But the last couple weeks, I've been doing good with my track. So I feel very comfortable going into next year. Well, these next two games. Going into the next two games with a positive edge.
It seems like you've been getting downhill quicker the last few weeks. Yeah. Is that something you wanted to work on?
On my track, it all falls back off my track. I was in the game before when I played against the Bengals, the last game, I had 94 yards.
Yep.
And I left a lot of yards on the field because of my track. In the zone scheme, you got to stay on track, stay on your track.
And that helps you get through the crease and then get up the field.
Yes.
You guys, I think you guys have some good hands in this backfield, and it hasn't really been incorporated into the offense. Is this something that you guys are lobbying for, Wilbert's lobbying for? Like, hey, throw my guys the ball. We lobby for it all the time.
Man, Crowell got probably one of the best hands on the field. joke aside, but, yeah, we got great hands. Man, Crowell got great hands. We can catch out the backfield. And, we do want to get some more catches out the backfield. It's going to come.
Was it tough this week because it seemed like we went from one style of an offense to a different style with Johnny, a lot of pistol, a lot of looks that you hadn't seen in a while. Was that kind of a tough adjustment? And do you think, like, as it goes forward, it'll kind of smooth out into more of the base offense?
That's with anything. You start off with something and you really didn't, like, playing a live game with it. I mean, we're going to get comfortable with it, and it's going to smooth out. But it was smooth, but it was just little errors that we got to fix, man. We're going to be fine.
Terrence, I like the optimism. Love what you've done so far this season. The Browns leading rusher with 579 yards out there. Great season. Two more games to go to finish out your rookie campaign. We appreciate you taking the time and looking forward to seeing you guys get it going back against Carolina.
You got it, man.
All right. Thanks. The great Terrence West. Follow him on Twitter at TerranceWest_28. He's actually very entertaining on Twitter. I would recommend a follow of him. _28. Yeah. Yeah. What is it? 28 underscore? He's looking it up right now. I tweeted to you on here, and it went to you. And then they stole it. There was an imposter out there. What? Somebody stole his Twitter. So where can they get you on Twitter? Or should they just go to your Instagram? I know you know your Instagram. You're a big Instagrammer, T. West. He's a fine Instagrammer. He's actually a good singer. That's what I said. TerranceWest_28. Yeah, that's all right. We're good. Put those back on for a second. So it is TerranceWest_28. But on Instagram, I've noticed, do you have like an aspiring singing career? There are a lot of videos of you driving around doing some singing.
Yeah. I mean, trying to get a contract, a deal.
A deal? You're trying to get a deal out there?
Jay-Z.
Do you sing for the ladies out there? Does that help?
No, I don't singing.
No need for that. All right.
I just like to have a good time, man.
Absolutely. He's a fun guy. Only two more games, and he's going to have a fun offseason, I'm sure, and do a lot of work getting ready. Terrence West, again, at TerranceWest_28 on Twitter. All right, we'll be back with a little after further review here on CBD Live from the Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills. Terrence West, Jim Leonard in the house. Along with all kinds of stuff. I see some great-looking pineapples over there, by the way. If you're in the market for a pineapple, they got some good-looking pineapples back there. All right, Zagur and Wilhelm, we'll be back with more CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.